In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I have good news for you. Oh, we've been going through a hard time with the election. We're sad. We're distraught. But I want to tell you, God is love, and his love is for you. You need not be despairing. Even though we wanted another person to be elected, we must not be despairing. We must trust in the Lord that he loves us, that he loves you, and that he has a plan for your life. No matter how old you are, no matter how old you are, he's got a plan for your life. And I want to tell you this today, that it's going to all work out. To those who love God and are called to his purpose, all things work together for the good. Romans 8:28. All things, even the election that we're sad about, God will work it together for the good to those who love God. Do you love him today? Have you told him, "I love you, Jesus"? Have you told him, "I love you, Lord"? The Bible says this is what conquers the world, even our faith. Our faith in Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us, who was buried, and who rose from the dead. Jesus the Lord, who is the Messiah, the Son of God. This is what conquers the world, even our faith. It's time for us to be faithful. He is faithful and true. It's time for us to be faithful in the midst of what we do not like. It's time for us to know that our faith conquers the world and conquers everything in the world. We need to know that. That's what the Bible teaches, our faith. Do you have faith today? Do you have faith not in your faith, but in the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you have faith today? Not in your faith, but in the presence of God, in Jesus, who died and buried and rose from the dead. Do you have faith today? Then you conquer the world. You conquer the world because the Son of God, the Messiah, has conquered the world through his death, burial, and resurrection. Oh yes, how we need to have faith. Faith in Jesus, faith in Christ, faith in the Lord who lives forever and ever. Do you have that faith today? Do you have that faith today? Oh, things may come and things may go, but the faithful man, the faithful woman endures forever. We need that endurance today. That endurance today, because we believe that Jesus is the Son of God. We believe that he is the second person in the Blessed Trinity. We believe that he is the Messiah. We believe, and our faith gives us salvation. Oh yes, salvation comes by the grace of God through our faith. Oh yes, through our faith. We were baptized as babies. I started the life of God when I was 40 days old. But then, as an adult, when I was 18 or 19, I came to believe that Jesus truly saved me on the cross, that he truly was buried for me, that he truly rose from the dead. Do you believe that? Do you believe that today? Even our faith conquers the world. And so today I say, don't be desperate. Don't be despondent. God still has a plan for us, and we need to walk in that plan by faith. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I was saddened, and still am, that our man did not come in as president. But you know what? It's time for us to say, okay, Lord, we didn't get what we desired. There might have been fraud, too. But, Lord, as long as you're still on the throne and hears and answers prayer, and just so long as my faith in you is intact, everything is going to come out all right. Everything, everything. God works together for the good to those who love him. All things work together for the good to those who love God. I'm looking at Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Do you know that he's good? He's the best. He's the best. For his steadfast love endures forever. That in Hebrew is his chesed. It means his steadfast love endures forever. It means his mercy endures forever. It means he has an endurance of love for you and me, that chesed love cannot be completely translated. It must be experienced by people. I remember going to a synagogue, and they wanted me to preach, and I couldn't preach Christ because they were not into it, but I preached chesed, the love of God, the endurance of his love, his steadfast love, his mercy. All these things don't even come to the meaning of how much love he has for us. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his chesed love endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever. Oh, yes, his steadfast love is toward you today. Do you know that today? His steadfast love is toward me today. Oh, yeah, toward us. We know that we live in a world that's gone crazy. People are confused about their faith. People are confused. It's time for us to take up our faith and to say, okay, Jesus, you're not into confusion. You're into love. You're into mercy. You're into holiness. We need you, O God, who alone does great wonders, for his steadfast love endures forever. That's his chesed love, who by understanding made the heavens. Hallelujah. For his steadfast love endures forever. Who spread out the earth on its waters, for his steadfast love endures forever. His chesed love, that he loves you with an everlasting love, that he's never going to stop loving you, that his mercy is toward you, that his steadfast love is toward you. Hallelujah. Who made the great lights? Who made the great lights? The Lord. The Lord. The Lord God, through his word, made the great lights. For his steadfast love endures forever. The sun to rule over the day. For his steadfast love endures forever. And the moon and stars to rule over the night. For his steadfast love endures forever. I never forget preaching that in the synagogue. And my friend said, you're talking all about Jesus. I said, yes, but I couldn't mention his name. I couldn't mention his name, but I mentioned that steadfast love will bring us to God, will bring us to Christ. How we need to know that he loves us in an eternal way. How we need to know that no matter what happens, he's going to bring good out of it. I'm talking to you now. No matter what happens, he's going to bring good out of it. How do I know? Romans 8:28. Read it Eat it. Let it become part of your DNA. To those who love God, all things work together for the good. Hallelujah. The moon and the stars to rule over the night, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who struck Egypt through their firstborn, for his steadfast love endures forever. Do you remember how the Jews were going to be saved? They put the blood of the Lamb on their doorpost, and the angel of death flew by it. Do you know that the blood of the Lamb of God is our salvation? The blood of Jesus is our salvation. The precious blood of Jesus is our salvation. Who struck Egypt through for their firstborn, for his steadfast love endures forever, and brought Israel out from among them, for his steadfast love endures forever. With a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for his steadfast love endures forever. He divided the Red Sea in two. Hallelujah. Nothing is impossible for God. He divided the Red Sea in two, for his steadfast love endures forever. He made Israel pass through the midst of it, midst of the water, for his steadfast love endures forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who led his people through the wilderness. Maybe you're going through the wilderness today. Your own wilderness. He wants to lead you out of your wilderness and into his glory, into his presence. Oh, yes. Maybe you are going through the wilderness. I remember once prophesying about the wilderness, and I said, I need Jesus to take me out of the wilderness and bring me into the light that he is. God is light, and in him there is no darkness. He overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who led the people through the wilderness, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who struck down great kings, for his steadfast love endures forever. And killed famous kings, for his steadfast love endures forever. Sion, king of the Amorites, he defeated him, for his steadfast love endures forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his steadfast love endures forever. And he gave their land as a heritage, for his steadfast love endures forever. A heritage to his servant Israel, for his steadfast love endures forever. It is he who remembered us in our low estate. Ha! Thank you, God, because we're all in our low estate. We are just little people who are in need of a great God. We are people that the world would say rejects. But you know what? God does not reject you. You might have been rejected by your parents, by your teachers, but God does not reject you. No one who comes to me, he says, will I ever cast out. No one who comes to me will I ever cast out, for I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of what he has given me. That means you. He is not going to lose you. He died for you. He was buried for you. He rose from the dead for you. For he remembered us in our low estate, for steadfast love endures forever, and rescued us from our foes, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who gives food to all flesh, for his steadfast love endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever. this is a wonderful experience. This is what God did. If God did this before, he can do it again in your life today. Why? Because his steadfast love endures forever. What do you need today that he needs to conquer? You cannot conquer it, but he wants to conquer what you need today. Oh, yes, you say, I'm discouraged. Well, it's time to use our faith and say, you know what? This is what overcomes the world, even our faith. Our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, our faith that he gave us his life on the cross, was buried and rose from the dead. Our faith that he is faithful and true. He is the Messiah. He is the Christ. He is the Son of God. Oh, yes, it is time to wake up from our sleep and to shake off the discouragement by the grace of God. By the grace of God. Why? Because his steadfast love endures forever. His chesed love endures forever. I'm going to start with the infancy narratives. I never did this, but since it's Advent now, I'm starting with the infancy narratives. And I start with Luke 1. Since many have undertaken and set down an orderly account of the events that have been fulfilled. What events? The events about Jesus, the events about his birth, the events about his life, the events about his death, the events about his burial, the events about his resurrection. Just as they were handed on to us, handed on, it says tradition. That's what tradition means, with the capital T, by those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. Those are the apostles. They were the eyewitnesses and servants of the word. Those were people like Mary Magdalene, our blessed mother, who experienced Jesus Christ from the very moment of his conception, Mary did, until the resurrection. Hallelujah. After investigating everything carefully from the very first, to write an orderly account for you, an orderly account of Jesus Christ, his conception, his birth, his ministry, oh yes, his life, his death, his burial, his resurrection. To write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus. Now, this is important. Theophilus means lover of God. He could be writing to one person, or he could be writing to all of us, because we are lovers of God. I am a lover of God. I have no one else but Jesus. I have no one else but Jesus. Oh, I've got people that love me. Thanks be to God. But I'm telling you, the only one I have is Jesus. No one can help you but Jesus, for no one but Jesus knows how. Oh, yes, remember that Sadie taught me that, the lovely, faithful old woman said to you, Tom, no one can help you but Jesus, for no one but Jesus knows how. That's real. That's you too. No one can help you but Jesus, but for no one but Jesus knows how. It's you. No one can help you but Jesus. You say, but I've sinned so terribly. It's time to go to confession. It's time to give your life back to Jesus. It's time to surrender. It's time to shake off the discouragement and be filled with his chesed love, which endures forever. To write you an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the truth concerning the things about which you have been instructed. You may know experientially. You may know the truth concerning the things about which you have been instructed. the gospel life of Jesus Christ. So Luke lays down the gospel of Luke to Theophilus, lovers of God, lovers of God, you, me. He writes this so that we would have faith, and we remember our faith has conquered the world. Verse 5, in the days of King Herod of Judea, he was a monster, this King Herod. There was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly order of Abijah. His wife was a descendant of Aaron, priestly, and her name was Elizabeth. Elizabeth. Both of them were righteous before God. To be righteous before God is to have faith in him and in his covenant. Oh, yes, they were righteous with God, living blamelessly according to all the commandments and regulations of the Lord. But they had no children. And when someone was barren, they were seen, people would think that they were cursed, because Elizabeth was barren and both were getting on in years. Elizabeth had gone through the change of life. Yes. Let's continue. Once when he was serving Zechariah as priest before God, and his section was on duty, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to enter the sanctuary of the Lord and offer incense. Do you know how incense goes up in front of the Lord? Oh, yes, my incense when I pray, your incense when you pray. Listening to this gospel reading, it's like incense going before the Lord. And you know what? It smells good. It smells good. It smells good. Now, at that time of the incense offering, the whole assembly of the people was praying outside. Then there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was terrified, and fear overwhelmed him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard." What prayer? They stopped praying for a child. But the prayer was always before God. They stopped praying for a child, but their prayer was always before God. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will name him John. You will have great joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He must never drink wine a strong drink, even before his birth, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, we see that when Mary goes to visit Elizabeth. We'll take rest of this tomorrow. I tell you, our faith conquers the world. Your faith conquers the world. You don't need to be depressed. By the grace of God, by the grace of God, love God. Let him love you. Let that chesed love stir within you hope. I tell you, I have hope. Why? Because I believe in the God of hope. Oh, yes. I was disturbed and still am by the election. But you know what? God will have his way. God will have his way. He will do what he wants to do through people. Let him work through you. Let him work through me. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hallelujah. In the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. You are loved, people, with an everlasting love. That love is being poured out upon you through the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.